On average, Jazzfest adds $300 million to the local economy and is expected to draw nearly 500,000 fans this year. And all of those people need to be fed. With over 70 food and beverage vendors, Jazzfest does not disappoint. I spoke with Louisiana Eats Poppy Tooker earlier today to help navigate the booths and preview some of the new dishes hitting the Jazzfest food scene.
New this year, trying to come in from behind and edge in on Crawfish Monica, we've got Cajun shrimp and duck pasta. I can't wait to see what that's like. Then, longtime favorite, something I eat first day, every day, I like the Gull's Gator. It's little bits of tender, juicy, delicious alligator meat that are fried and topped with fried sliced jalapeno peppers and fried onions. So this year, for people who might be the slightly little bit squeamish about the alligator, you can get Gull's Crawfish. So I anticipate this dish to be much the same way, only made with crawfish. And then, oh my goodness, I always eat the chicken livers with the hot pepper jelly from the Praline Connection. And this year, they've got crispy wings and fried okra added into their selection. I'm really excited about that. And Ninja, the Japanese restaurant, is serving something new this year that they describe as a Japanese barbecued beef poor boy, and I can't wait to get a look at what that is.
All right, so we've talked about some of the new dishes. Are there any new drinks that we should be looking out for at Jazzfest?
Well, this was a revolutionary thing that happened this year. For years and years, there's always been the rose mint iced tea and mandarin orange. For some reason, I'm not really sure why, mandarin orange has been retired, and it's being replaced by something called ambrosia iced tea. I think it just might be the thing to quench your thirst, fourth quarter.
And do you have any inside information that you might be able to share with us of how these vendors are able to keep up with the demand? I mean, I understand that some go through pounds and pounds. What kind of preparation do they do ahead of time and throughout the day to keep up with it?
The demands on a Jazzfest vendor are rigorous. All over the fairgrounds, you will see refrigerated trucks. They refer to those as the reefer trucks. 24 hours a day, every few hours, somebody is checking the temperature on the reefer trucks to make sure the temperature for the prepped food is being maintained perfectly. So these people have done months and months of preparation. My goodness, Eddie Baquet and his crawfish bisque, there's 5 stuffed crawfish heads in every bowl of that. Eddie has a single lady who stuffs crawfish heads for months in advance, 50,000 stuffed crawfish heads just preparing for Jazzfest.
So today when you go out, first place you're going to hit and the last place that you think you'll hit today?
Well, my first stop is always the Breakfast of Champions. I am all about hot cracklins and a cold beer for breakfast at Jazzfest. The last place I hit, to me, there's nothing like one of Miss Linda Green's fried pork chop sandwiches. It might be one last pork chop sandwich from my pocketbook, because I always say, if it's Jazzfest, there must be a pork chop sandwich in my purse.
To see photos of Miss Linda's pork chop sandwich and learn more about the foods at Jazzfest, visit us at wwno.org. For WWNO, from the fairgrounds, I'm Maureen McMurray.